All we have to do is be funny for 30 minutes.
Easy.
I don't know why, but when you did peekaboo, it made me really carsick.
Carsick?
Yeah, I feel nauseated for some reason.
It's just a little like, it was a game. It's
one
like
second. Don't cover your face. For like whatever
reason.
You're
seeing my face and it's fine. And then if I do that, it makes you ill?
Why? I'm sick to my stomach with it.
Every you puke.
Time you, yeah, I don't know what. Oh.
Yeah, I want you to throw up now.
No.
Peek-a-boo. Up to our necks.
You're wearing a white shirt because I was wearing a white shirt. Last episode, I wore blue. You wore blue.
That's interesting.
I don't think this is funny anymore.
I brought three different colored shirts. Four different colored shirts. Brought two blue and two white.
And a gray. And a gray.
You brought a gray?
Yeah, I wore a gray. And it had a blue line on the pocket. Then I wore a blue and you matched
that's sort
it.
Of a heather
then I wore
gray.
A
it's
white.
It's blue adjacent. It really is.
Because the material was thick.
I think
the gray shirt was thick and that made it blue to you.
We should really bring it up here and show everyone our wardrobes.
Because I want everyone else to
weigh
in. I feel
like there was just a lot of blue in your wardrobe today.
Yeah.
I couldn't have avoided wearing a blue at the same time as you.
You should have worn white last episode.
We should have looked at each. We should have planned a little bit better.
Yeah. And then lined it up so it's like we're not wearing the same color.
We'll do it better tomorrow.
But I guess it's fine. We can both wear white shirts.
Yeah. There's no rule against that.
In fact, reverse it. Same little uniform situation tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah. So
we want to do skins tomorrow.
So like
we should do skins.
Topless.
Yeah.
That's
a
cool.
Topless steez.
That's I like that a lot. That's we'll do crunches beforehand so we look shredded.
Yeah. Ripped. Yoked.
Or maybe that's like even like
I might get a tat.
Really?
A tattoo?
That's actually interesting that you bring it up because our first question is about tattoos.
Really?
That's right.
Tattoo.
This is of course If I Were You, an advice podcast
about tattoos
every week. A regular feed, bonus video Thursday episodes right here on our Patreon. Thanks so much for watching. My wife and I decided we wanted to get matching tattoos.
Okay.
Says, let's call him Marty because he just got a bunch of tattoos.
A bunch?
Yeah, you didn't see his menorah?
No.
You didn't see it?
No.
He got a dinosaur Hanukkah tattoo.
Interesting.
And then another lightning bolt on his other arm tattoo.
Why a dinosaur Hanukkah?
Because it had sentimental value to him. He had that Hanukkah as a child.
Oh, cool.
Didn't you see Pyle posted it into our Slack?
I thought that was a joke. I don't think I realized that was actually on Marty's arm.
Interesting.
Okay.
Anyway, this man and his wife, Marty, of course, unmarried, this man not, wanted to get matching tattoos.
Yeah.
I presented her with a design that she was over the moon about and wants to get done ASAP. Here's where it gets not so Gucci. The artist who designed the tattoo is a really good friend and an ex-fling of mine who my wife is really not too fond of. Do I come clean and let her tell her and let her decide if we still get it or lie forever? The chances of these two ever meeting and dropping the "you like my art" on her are very slim. But I know my wife will not be too pleased if that happened.
Yeah.
Thanks for any advice. I'm a fan till I die. Love, Marty.
Thanks, Marty. I would very much caution against the lying forever. Because
but what if it's an awesome ink?
What
if he's getting ink done?
We said lie forever based on the guy that killed a cat.
Yeah.
No one will ever find out about that if you're quiet because the cat's not going to talk.
The cat will never get out of the bag.
You don't have control over this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife can easily find out. You can lie forever, but you might not get that opportunity if someone else comes clean or spills the beans, as it were.
He must really love this tattoo if he's considering living a life with this micro-anxiety.
Yeah.
Every time you go out, are they here? Are they not? Who designed it?
Your wife now, because she might... Her like desire for the design might overpower this her hatred of the fling. It's also a really strong way to get over it and say something doesn't bother you. To be like, I don't care about that lady so much so that I'll have her art on my body.
Impossible. That would never happen.
This
you don't like someone to have their design tattooed onto you?
I think this is just not going to happen. How good could the tattoo possibly be?
It's a freaking dog.
anyone can do a dog.
Really?
Get a like. It's what could how original could this piece of art be that this guy can't be like, oh, like I'll see your version of a rainbow. Other artists at the tattoo parlor, like you can find another one.
Yeah, but like you know the level of anxiety you feel when you like, oh, I'm at a party with my lady and my ex-lady is there.
Yeah,
imagine that times a million, knowing full well that you could be like, I drew that. He didn't tell you?
What?
I guess that's a little secret between us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tricked you together, I guess, if you think about it.
The ultimate prank. Together forever, your trick.
You can't remove it either is the fun part.
And even if you got it covered up, you'd always know that the cover-up was part of me, too.
Anyway, let me know if you want any chips and guac.
The lesser of two evils, for sure.
So just come out with it now.
Say it now. Like, actually, I don't know if you want to do it. I found out. You could say that you didn't know the design was from... You could be like,
play dumb.
I saw it at the studio, and I found out that it's from...
My friggin' fling.
Yeah.
You know the chick you hate?
Right.
She made this.
Say that you found out. You unearthed it. Not that you requested it, and now you're coming clean. So that's a nice white lie. That's an easy lie.
Yeah.
You can get away with that lie.
Or be like, the tattoo artist wants to sign it on your fucking arm. Let's bring her out. And it's the girl that you hate. Get off of me. She's spelling the C word on me. This is so fucked up. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a 26-year-old female writing in.
Okay.
We'll call her Michelle.
Why?
Because Micah, your brother, is a 26-year-old female. Transitioning? Is that safe to say?
Cool. Okay, cool. I'm not waiting into this booby trap.
Booty trap, more like it. He's got a badonkadonk. Is that safe to say?
That guy's a thick ass for sure.
Is he 26?
Yeah.
Perfect. I live with my boyfriend of 2 years, writes Michelle, and I definitely see a future between us. I've brought up the topic of marriage, well, because what female hasn't? He has told me that he doesn't want to get married because, quote, fuck the government and shit. He doesn't like the idea of proving to the government that we are good together. He'd rather us be together and not officially get married ever. I want to be married, but when I think about his reasons to get married, the only legitimate reason I have are financially based. Better tax benefits, health insurance, life insurance, etc. Is that bad? It's not like I want to get married so I can freeload off him forever. I do pretty well for myself and plan to be employed full time. I honestly just love him and want to show that commitment to him and our future family. Is this something we can compromise on? Will I be able to change his mind on marriage? Is there any logical reason to get married besides financially committing yourself to the other person? Am I the one being unreasonable for falling into societal norms? Any guidance you have would be greatly appreciated. Yours truly, Michelle.
It seems like all of the logical reasons to get married are really good. Like,
I know about tax benefits in general, but are there actual tax benefits and what are they?
I have no fucking idea.
You got married and then you have to tell your accountant. Do you think you paid less?
I have not noticed my taxes being different.
Yeah.
It seems kind of like they're the same. They must be a little bit better.
But why?
Because you can claim someone as a dependent. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. And then health insurance, life insurance, or any of these things?
It might be cheaper to add someone to your health insurance and life insurance than having two separate policies.
Right.
But I mean, again, Jill and I aren't on the same health insurance. We're both taken care of through work.
Is there anything to this fuck government and shit, this fuck societal norms? Did that ever cross your mind?
The interesting thing to me is that it seems like neither of you guys have good reasons. I mean, the tax benefits, the health insurance, I don't know what the actual benefits are, but that seems like solid reasons. And his fuck the government, I don't think that's what marriage is. Like, getting married isn't the government being like, prove your love to each other.
Yeah.
You have to be illegal and prove your love to me, Congress.
That's right.
Congress wants to see you guys love each other for real.
It seems like the bigger issue is kids, not marriage. Like, is he not wanting to get married because he always wants an out and he doesn't want to deal with not getting married and contractually being obligated?
What are the real reasons he doesn't want to get married? Because if he thinks it's not getting married is like a fuck you to the government, I don't fully understand why that's a fuck you to the government.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
You're a single unmarried, paying your taxes and doing all the other government stuff.
Well, this guy doesn't pay taxes at all.
Right. If he's a hermit that lives off the grid that doesn't have a driver's license, I can understand him not wanting to get married.
Yeah, because fuck the government.
He's an accountant. He has a really normal job, pays his rent, has a driver's license, votes independent, I'm sure.
Is there also a chance that he's just 24 years old, 2 years younger than her?
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to get married right now.
2 years before Jill and I got engaged, we were like, we'll never get married.
Never.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, just because it seemed like...
a hassle.
It seemed like a hassle. But then I think that people get married for lots of reasons, and they're all valid. Like, you don't have to come up with logical reasons if you have emotional reasons. If you're like, I want to prove that I want to, like, a grand gesture of our love and commitment in front of our friends and family, that is meaningful.
And all that stuff is completely unrelated to, like, the legal marriage. That's such a weird thing about weddings to me, where it's like,
we already
got married. This is just a party for us.
Right. It is. I think the bigger thing is, like, the display and the celebration and, like, the gathering of family and friends and, like, so many generations of family. And, like, that was the most meaningful part of my wedding. It's like parents, grandparents, they're all so happy. Like, you might as well get married because it makes your parents the happiest they'll ever be around you.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good enough reason.
But what if Uncle Sam's also there scowling?
Sam is also my dad, so it really worked out. So Sam was smiling, but Uncle Sam...
was also smiling.
Yeah, because I was paying extra taxes.
He's got your nuts in a vice.
I don't know. I don't think that fuck the government's a good reason to not get married, but I don't know.
What if that's the reason you don't get divorced? It's like, I'll get married, but, like, if we're breaking up, I'm not signing a fucking doc because fuck the government.
Yeah, you can't. That's just like his out for everything. I'm not going to go to work today because fuck the government.
Actually, my teeth hurt, but I'm not going to the dentist.
Fuck the government.
Ah, fuck the government. It really hurts, government.
Yeah, it seems like you're doing it to yourself.
Okay. Last question.
Okay.
Hey there. Without your podcast, my apartment would be a disgusting mess.
Oh, like they listen to the podcast while...
I've been cleaning this person's house.
Why?
We met through If I Were You. They emailed me, and I've been fucking vacuuming. This guy's upstairs for a year.
Are they like a master tier on Patreon?
I don't think so. No. They don't even like
me. You're just a house cleaner now.
I am.
Congrats. It's good to have a side hustle.
I'm a housekeeper to them.
Yeah.
They don't pay me.
You're a house keekle to them.
This person continues. Anyway, I have a cousin who's a toxic dickling. 1.5 years ago, during this 25th birthday party or whatever the fuck, he hit me with a police baton in the thigh, absolutely way too hard with a shit-eating grin because he wanted to test it out. This guy sounds like the other guy from the fuck the government question.
Yeah, Jesus.
That's not all. At the end of the night, he proceeded to tackle me and choke me out of the point of almost unconsciousness. He said he's had a bit too much to drink. I'm not a fan of him, but I try to be nice around him at gatherings and parties. Now, at a party that my toxic mother dicker of a cousin didn't attend, another cousin of mine who I actually like suggested that we all go on a road trip to the abhorrent scum of the earth of a cousin, as he just moved 400 miles with his wife and kid. I jokingly said, ha ha, yeah, that sounds like a blast. But he ended up taking it super seriously and making a chat group with the King Dork himself on Facebook, declaring that we were really doing it. Help me out. How should I approach this? Should I be frank? Should I go there and forgive and forget? Should I take self-defense lessons? Any chance of NADPOD or If I Were You coming to Reykjavik? This guy's in Iceland.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
So this guy lives 400 miles away from his dickling cousin, and the other cousin was like, let's visit this motherfucker.
Is that like all the way in eastern Iceland?
I imagine Iceland's not even big enough to support this 400
miles. 400 miles? Like, how long is
the road? They must live next to each other, but they're going the other way.
I see.
So they're doing a full ring road trip, ending up next door.
Bildu Dolor to Akureyri.
That's right.
To Vic.
So this is like a joke that went too far. Like, yeah, we should visit my cousin. Yeah, let's do it. And then they started a Facebook chat and said, yeah, we are doing it.
Well, I mean, it's at least you have only the visit itself is time with the cousin. The road trip's time with the other cousin that you like.
That's right.
So that part will be nice. you could get the cousin back by being like, yeah, we're coming, drive all the way out there, and then be like, fuck it, never mind, we don't want to see you. That'd be like a nice little way to pay him back.
Yeah.
Or you could, I think you could probably give him one more chance. And if you see him a second time and he's normal and doesn't hit you with a baton or choke you, then all is good.
All is 'cause
family's important.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of people in Iceland. Everyone is kind of a cousin there.
Yeah. You're not going to hang out with someone that's not a cousin.
Yeah.
Numbers-wise.
God, I miss Iceland.
Have you ever accidentally committed to something? The problem is when people ask you about something like 11 months, you're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then that date inevitably comes up and you're like, fuck.
Right.
I don't want to do this anymore.
You think it's really hard to get out of something when people ask you, like, do you want to go on a road trip? You're like, oh, like, I can't say no.
Because it's like, so far away, I don't have anything else to do.
Yeah. But then I guess, like, a little trick is to always imagine, like, they're asking you to do it tomorrow. And, like, can you handle to do it tomorrow? If you can't, then you shouldn't, like, because someday it will be tomorrow and you won't want
to
do it.
That's right. But it's mean to say no. And yet this guy could say no. Let's go take a road trip to see my cousin. No.
It's hard to say no when it's like so nebulous that it's like, let's take a road trip to see my cousin. And you have to be like, I just don't want to do that ever. I won't want to do it now.
I don't like you or him enough.
But like, it's easier when somebody's like, I'm going to take a road trip in February to see my cousin. You're like, February is a hard time. I can't. I wish, but I can't. So you can always do a half no. It's like, I don't know what my schedule looks like for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Or like something's going on. My girlfriend's doing this, whatever, you know? Just
vague
a delayed
excuse.
Maybe, and then like, and then you can turn that into a no.
A delay-by?
A delay-by.
So a delay-by means maybe now, but I don't know, ask me later.
Yeah.
And then by that time, hopefully, ideally, one of you is dead.
Right. In an ideal world, it's the cousin that you hate.
Yeah, he passed away, and then you have to fucking hoof it to his funeral, though.
But at that point, you can take a road trip that's just nice. You enjoy the scenes of Iceland.
That's cool.
Beautiful, beautiful country.
You get there, and it's open casket, and you're giving a speech, and he gives you a fucking nut check. The whole thing has been a ruse.
You're being buried with a baton.
He wanted to test out the baton. This guy shouldn't see Joker because it's all about being kind of a public nuisance like this.
Yeah.
Joker starts killing people, actually.
Right. So this is
the baton.
This is the, you're spoiling the Joker for me.
Well, first of all,
I had no idea he turns into a villain.
A super villain at that.
Oh.
If you can believe it.
He's actually might not see the film now. I thought it was about a happy-go-lucky clown.
Now you're thinking of It too.
Where Pennywise just becomes a regular birthday clown.
Yeah, and it's fine.
Leaving behind my life of crime and killing kids.
Because he's happy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's try to answer one last question since we got through those so quickly.
Why not?
All right, this one looks funny. The subject is, I've been lying to my Francophone girlfriend about speaking French since the dawn of time. we'll call this guy Jacques. I met this girl in my car a while back. She's an act of Congress, necessary and proper. Okay. Very attractive.
This was written to us by a spam bot, but
very attractive and very smart. She told me that she very early that she spoke French from Morocco. And since I'm a pathological liar, I said, oh yeah, same here. So she blew her whole load of French onto me. And I jokingly responded with the only French I knew, je ne sais pas, which means I don't know. And she bought it as if I was joking and laughed it over. And then we switched back to English. It's been 4 months and we've been dating for three of them. I told her that I'm a pathological liar and she doesn't know that I don't speak French. I even learned a little bit, but mostly from a couple movies. I'm very lucky that all our mutual friends also think I speak French. Every time she says something in French to me, I just respond with a laugh. Oh, you. Normally, this wouldn't be
really
a problem. Normally, this wouldn't be a problem, but she wants me to meet her parents in a couple weeks. This is a fucking sitcom. Who only speak French. So when this happens, I think I might want to be prepared. Yeah. I'm pretty good at
how
miming.
How do I learn French?
This can't be real. I'm pretty good at miming. So they won't hear me speak at all, but I might not be able to pull it off for an entire dinner. Yeah. And I want a backup plan. He shows up looking like a mime. Je ne sais pas. Everyone cracks up. How do I fix this? I feel like I may have dug myself into a hole here through a couple of mistakes on my part. Yeah, you think so?
Mistakes, lies.
I really do like this girl and wouldn't want to violate her trust or anything, which is why I'm looking to you guys, who are both actors. So I assume you know what to do. Please help me. Love, Jacques.
I don't want to violate her trust. I'm looking to you actors because you would know how to help me fake being... She knows you don't speak French.
She knows. You only said, I don't know, and laughed.
She knows you don't speak French. You don't have to worry about that, you fucking moron.
Unless.
There's no world where she's like, I know that he speaks French. He says...
He wouldn't lie to me.
He said, I don't know, one time, and then the rest of the time he just laughs.
The two things that he's told me so far is that he speaks French fluently, and that he's a pathological liar, and then he said, I don't know in French.
She's probably just fucking waiting for you to come clean. She knows. She absolutely knows.
How do I fix this? See, you say, you know, I don't speak French, right? That's what you say on the way to meet the parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she says, les incompétents, which means you are stupid.
That's from Home Alone, right?
Yeah, well, he's sort of picking up bits and pieces from movies and shit. How much French can you speak?
I tried to think if I knew the word for a little bit, but no. Oui, yes.
Un petit is small.
Oh, bonjour.
Yeah, bonjour.
Fromage.
Je m'appelle Amir.
Je m'appelle.
Yeah.
Magnifique.
Oh, oui, oui.
Yeah, no.
Un petit.
Che. What does che mean?
Che. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Che. Crêpe.
Crêperie.
Crêperie. Crêperie sans fromage, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah.
The cheese gives me diarrhea. Something like that.
Yeah, that's perfect for her pants.
Yeah. So, can I have a crepe, s'il vous plaît, sans fromage? Avec jambon, s'il vous plaît.
On in a box. It's magnifique. Oui, oui.
We don't speak French either.
Fuck.
Also, you're a fucking mime dating our daughter. She's a princess. Yeah, look at you.
You're good.
You're wearing face paint. You're wearing a striped sweater.
A bow tie.
Actually, she said that her parents are from Morocco, so they speak French and Arabic.
Okay.
So and there's a that... world if French is a little bit too hard for your Jew cock to wrap around.
you pick up a little Arabic.
So then you got some Arabic, you got some French, you got the crepes, you got the mime to fall back on.
Interesting.
In an emergency situation, you yell at them in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
Say I don't know in French, and then you hit them with a mime routine.
You start going, what else is there besides pulling a rope and being in a box for the mime? Climbing a ladder, that's
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Walking against the wind.
Oh, yeah, walking against the wind is nice. But every mime has, what, four fucking moves?
You're saying you could do it. This is her dad talking to you. What do you do? You got the rope thing.
I have a rope.
Yeah, mimes go to mime school, I would assume.
It can't be a four-year.
A course?
No way. Mime, it's got to be just a single year.
Mime school, Los Angeles. There's a whole theater. Wow. Should we?
A four-year accredited university. $48,000 a year.
But you pay with fake cash. You never speak. Yeah, there's a bunch of mime shit, if you're interested.
I'm not.
In a fucking bizarre turn of events, it's not that far from here. Like, we could do this if you wanted to.
I don't.
Like,
mime? Go to mime school with you? I live in New York City. Why would I go to mime school with you here?
Level 2 is the second level.
I'm not going to go.
And it builds on the concepts and skills. It's both the Meursault and Ducrot techniques.
So that is very French. There's mime is French, right?
Yeah, Meursault technique. That's the one that hung out with Michael Jackson, right? Gets his technique. You know about this fucking perverted
this
history
guy.
Of shit. Meursault, but he did hang out with Michael Jackson, didn't he? Meursault.
Michael Jackson friend.
Yeah, he was friends with Michael Jackson for nearly 20 years. I can only assume this man was a child molester as well. And we're fucking learning his technique.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is so fucked up.
I really hate to think about this. This is ruining.
And there's a level three.
It's ruining comedy for me, man.
I have a little flower that I give you. Holy shit.
Do mimes do the squirting flower, or is that exclusively a clown thing?
Yeah. What are like the hobo clowns? The ones that have like feet or shoes that are coming apart. They got the hat. They got the fucking flower.
I really, just get a real fucking job. All right. Like, if you're going to be in the circus, at least do the tightrope walking thing, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. To be in the circus, you either have to be, like, a jacked guy that can do, like, trapeze.
Yeah, I'm riding a motorcycle around a fucking ring.
Yeah, which is, like, nearly impossible.
Or I can pretend I have a balloon.
Yeah, or I'm holding a small umbrella and it's raining on me. You could just be a jackass. Anyway, I'd like to be the jackass. Sign me up for jackass school.
I'll be the lion.
All right, so don't continue this lie. We assume your girlfriend doesn't know.
It's not even like the only person being lied to is you at this point, obviously.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
The only person being lied to here is you. Me? Oh, you're a mime.
Do mimes mouth words? They don't, right?
That's got to be
You learned that in the first year. So you're not allowed to mouth.
This is a Jake and Amir video.
Yeah, it is.
I talk a little bit.
The mime video. It's a good one.
All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for writing in. If you have your own questions, theme songs, send them all to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We'll either answer it during our normal podcasting hours every Monday or on these bonus video Thursday episodes. We'll be back next week. Bye, everybody.